We are continuing in Mitzvah Mem Tes, the 49th Mitzvah of the Torah, the Mitzvah that talks about laws of knasos, of fines. So we're up to Dinei HaMitzvah. So Dinei HaMitzvah, the laws of this Mitzvah, Kigon, for example, we're going to have a very lengthy list now. So Kigon HaChovel B'Chaviro, someone who hurts his friend, Shechayav Chamisha Devarim HaYiduim, that he is obligated to pay the five known damages that we have. The Kitzan Mechash V'Nosan, and included in these laws are also how we calculate those things. And also the laws of embarrassing someone, that's also damaging, and how and that it's all based on the both the person who does the embarrassing and the person who is embarrassed. But then yashin shabiyesh, and so to the law of someone who is sleeping, that he embarrasses someone, osha bishuhu, or that they embarrass him. Vim meis mitoch bashto, or let's say someone dies from their embarrassments, ma dino im yorshav, what the law is with their inheritors, mevayesh shote, o cherish, o katan, ma dinahim, and let's say, a shote, like an insane person, a deaf mute person, or a minor, a child, if they embarrass someone, madinehem, what is the law that happens to them? Mevayish ger ve'eved, and someone who embarrasses a servant and a convert. The mevayish bedvarim, someone who embarrasses with words. The achiluk shabin talmid chacham l'shar b'nei adam madinehem, and the difference between a talmid chacham and to a regular person, and what their laws are. V'din haboit b'chaviru b'regel, and the law of let's say someone kicks their friend with their foot, o shetaka o b'chaviru, or they hit them with the palm of their hand, or they slap them in the face, saram azno, they pinch their ears, talash saaro, they pull their hair, rakaku higia lo haroka, they spit at them or on them and it lands on them. And all the additional laws, mevaarim bevava kama perakachova, all appear in perakachovel and bava kama. Visham misbarir, and there it's made clear, sheish chiluk bedine kanasos, being melted the shchicha, viis ba cheser and kiss, dvaha abdina shlichusayu. And there it's made clear that there is a clear difference between those matters of fines, the laws of fines, regarding specifically something that is a common matter that will involve a monetary loss, that for this we do, meaning the Batei Din, outside of Eretz Yisrael, in another land, we do act as their shlichim, we act as their emissaries on their behalf. Lemilsa delash chicha, let's say something that's not a common matter, va'afal gav de'iz ba chasron kis, and even if it does incur monetary loss, Inami or the shchicha, it is a common matter, relates by chesron kiss, but it does not incur a monetary loss. To bahani lav dinan shlichusayu, that we do not act as their emissaries in these courts in these other lands. Because of Rabbeinu Alfasi zechon lebracha, and the Rif writes, minag shtei yeshivos, the custom of the two yeshivos, which two yeshivos? Well, it seems like we're talking about Sura and Pumbedisa, the two major yeshivos of the times of the Gaonim. So minhag shtei yeshivos. So the custom of both of the yeshivos is sha'af al pisha in govin kanas menadin le adshem efayis levaldini. Even though we may not collect a penalty from this guy, we don't collect a kanas from this guy, still we excommunicate the guy until he appeases the claimant. V'chad yahiv le shior mai the chazi le sharo leila alder bein ipayis le marei de dina bein la ipayis. But nonetheless, when the guy does pay the amount that he has to pay to the guy that appeases him, he does pay the amount that he rightfully owes him, then whether or not he does appease him, then we take him out of excommunication. And finally, v'nohegas mitzvah zo sha'anu chayevan ladun v'la'ano sha'chovel b'zacharim k'lehem nitan la'asos din. And so this is interesting. So there's this idea that this mitzvah only applies to this mitzvah that we are obligated to judge and to punish someone who hurts someone applies to men, because to them was given the obligation to effect justice. But this does not apply to women because they don't sit in judgment. But they still are going to be included in the laws of payment, whether they embarrass someone or they are embarrassed by someone else, they will either have to pay or they will get paid. And there also the payments of damages to a woman who is married are explained, how they, in other words, are divided between her and her husband. So that brings the end of Mishnah Mem Tes, the 49th Mishnah. God willing, next time we'll continue that brings the end of Mitzvah Mem Tes, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mitzvah Nun, the 50th Mitzvah of the Torah. But for now, we will stop right here.